ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता as it is translation and commentary by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada chapter 15 text 6 Natat bhasayate suryo nashashanko napavakaha yadgatvana nivartante tadhama paramam mama. That supreme abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by fire or electricity. Those who reach it never return to the material world. Purport. The spiritual world, the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, which is known as Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, is described here. In the spiritual sky, there is no need of sunshine, moonshine, fire, or electricity, because all the planets are self-luminous. We have only one planet in this universe, the sun, which is self-luminous, but all the planets in the spiritual sky are self-luminous. The shining effulgence of all those planets called Vaikunthas constitutes the shining sky known as the Brahma Jyoti. Actually, the effulgence is emanating from the planet of Krishna, Golok Vrindavan. Part of that shining effulgence is covered by the Mahat Tattva, the material world. Other than this, the major portion of that shining sky is full of spiritual planets, which are called Vaikunthas, chief of which is Golok Vrindavan. As long as a living entity is in this dark material world, he is in conditional life. But as soon as he reaches the spiritual sky, by cutting through the false perverted tree of this material world, he becomes liberated. Then there is no chance of his coming back here. In his conditional life, the living entity considers himself to be the lord of this material world. But in his liberated state, he enters into the spiritual kingdom and becomes an associate of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, there he enjoys eternal bliss, eternal life, and full knowledge. One should be captivated by this information. He should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world and extricate himself from this false reflection of reality. For one who is too much attached to this material world, it is very difficult to cut that attachment. But if he takes to Krishna consciousness, there is a chance of gradually becoming detached. One has to associate himself with devotees, those who are in Krishna consciousness. One should search out a society dedicated to Krishna consciousness and learn how to discharge devotional service. In this way, he can cut off his attachment to the material world. One cannot become detached from the attraction of the material world simply by dressing himself in saffron cloth. He must become attached to the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, one should take it very seriously that devotional service, as described in the 12th chapter, is the only way to get out of this false representation of the real tree. In chapter 14, the contamination of all kinds of processes by material nature is described. Only devotional service is described as purely transcendental. The words paramam mama are very important here. Actually, every nook and corner is the property of the Supreme Lord, but the material world, the spiritual world, is paramam, full of six opulences. The Katha Upanishad also confirms that in the spiritual world, there is no need of sunshine, moonshine, or stars. Na tatra suryo bhati, na chandra tarakam. For the whole spiritual sky is illuminated by the internal potency of the Supreme Lord. That supreme abode can be achieved only by surrender and by no other means. Na tat bhasayate suryo, na shashanko na pavakaha, yadgatva na nivartante. That supreme abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by fire or electricity. Those who reach it never return to this material world. We learn from this Bhagavad Gita that this material world is full of suffering. We could also learn simply by looking all around us that this material world is full of suffering. But generally we have to have it, this fact clearly enunciated for us. The account of Buddha Dev is that by contemplation he came to realize that this world is full of suffering. Generally, it is recommended that we hear from authorities to understand this. We should be able to see it clearly just by seeing everything all around us, but because this world is not only a world of suffering, but it is also a world of illusion. Therefore, we do not recognize that it is full of suffering. So either by personal contemplation or by hearing from others, we should come to know that this world is full of suffering. Hearing from those who know is a better process. If it's pointed out to us, as Krishna points out in this Gita, janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam, one should learn by hearing from others, acquire this knowledge, that this world is full of the suffering of birth, death, old age and disease. Because of desire, Buddha Dev said that suffering is caused by desire. We desire to be happy. We equate happiness with pleasurable, sensual interaction, indriya sukha, and we suffer. So Buddha Dev says that the solution is to get free from desire. That's not exactly what Krishna says here. Krishna tells us that there is a spiritual world that is called Krishna Loka or Golok Vrindavan. That is the place of complete happiness. Generally, the non-devotees who try to make a solution to the problems of birth, death, old age and disease, they think of simply stopping all activities. They think that spirituality is just to stop. Stop interacting with this material world and in that way become liberated. But Krishna tells us that there is a spiritual world. That spiritual world is described in the Brahma Samhita and other literature. Katha ganam natyam gamanam apivangshi priyasakhi. There, in the spiritual world, all talking is singing. If someone is very happy, they spontaneously burst into song. We don't see that very often. It's unusual. But in the spiritual world, it's not unusual. It's the normal thing. Another meaning is that all speaking is singing, is that everyone's voice is so sweet that their talking sounds like singing. And in the spiritual world, walking is dancing. If someone is very happy, they will not just, if they're going from one place to another, they won't just walk, they'll walk as if they're dancing. So in the spiritual world, dancing is normal. Here in the material world, people dance sometimes. Many people never dance. And some people dance sometimes when they go to a party, something like this. But in the spiritual world, dancing is the central activity. Dancing is the ultimate expression of happiness. Singing, dancing. The center is Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. Krishna is always happy. When we are connected with Krishna, we are always happy. The spiritual world is Krishna Loka, the planet of Krishna. And this material world is Martya Loka, the planet of death. Bhagavad Gita is the key by which we can come out of this world of death and go to the world of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada states here that one should be captivated by this information. Now, generally people say, well, what they think of religious belief. Srila Prabhupada states that this is information. It is not simply some belief that there is a spiritual world. Actually, there is the spiritual world. From our perspective, it might seem that we have to believe in it. We don't know. We don't see it, touch it, taste it, smell it, feel it, or hear it. So from our platform, we have to aim at the spiritual world with faith. With the faith that beyond this material world, there is the spiritual world. Prastas matu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha. Beyond this material world, which is created and destroyed again and again, there is the spiritual world which exists eternally. That is the world of pure bliss, where Krishna is herding the cows, where he dances with the gopis, where he always engages in blissful pastimes. Now we may think, well, that's rather strange, that why, when you come to the highest planet, why should you be just dancing? Dancing seems to be a somewhat frivolous activity, not a very serious activity. Well, that's the point. All these serious activities in the material world, they're all there because of the struggle for existence. We're all struggling, we have to be very serious, you have to go to work in your office or place of work, we have to be very serious to do everything very properly and carefully. And when there is, we have to be very serious about making, the company has to make a profit. We have to be very serious about our studies. Everything in this world is very serious because it's a grim struggle for survival in which everyone fails. Even the biggest success Oh, my son's a great success. He's got a prestigious position in America. He's also a failure. Everyone's a failure because everyone has to die. In the struggle for survival, no one succeeds. But in the spiritual world, there is no death. There's no question of hunger. There's no question of some enemy attacking us. So there's nothing very serious in the sense that we would consider it in this world, where you have to be very serious. Otherwise, someone else will take your job, or your company will go down, and you'll get fired when they get thrown out from the job. But in the spiritual world, there's nothing to do but to be happy with Krishna. And with Krishna, everything is happy automatically. We don't have to think about it, talk about it, speculate about it. The only thing we have to do is to live with Krishna, eat with Krishna, dance with Krishna, sing with Krishna, dress Krishna, find where are some nice flowers in the forest that we can dress Krishna with. So one should be captivated by this information. If we have the knowledge, if we understand that this material world is simply miserable, and there is a solution, there is a much better place we can go to, incomparably better. There is a process that we can undertake to go from this material world to the spiritual world. We don't have to remain in this world of suffering and death eternally. We can get out of it very quickly and very easily by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave us this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, by which we can go to the spiritual world. We should be captivated by this information, which means that our whole being should be overtaken by it. If we can actually understand that we are in a most undesirable position in this material world, and the spiritual world is most desirable, then we should do whatever is required so that we don't have to get born here again, so that we can go to the spiritual world. Why should we remain here? It's great foolishness to remain here. But as Srila Prabhupada states here, which follows on from the verses just before this, in this 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it opens by speaking of the material world, which is like a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Everything here is upside down, but we're attached to it. That's the illusion. Why are we in this world? Because we're attached to it. We're attached to the prospect of being happy in this world, which is not possible. That is illusion. When we speak of Maya or illusion, people often think that, well, it just means that nothing really exists. That's not exactly correct. This material world exists, but our attachment to it, the fact that we are attached to it, that is the illusion. The illusion that we can be happy in this world, that is the illusion. So one should be captivated. In other words, one should, instead of being serious about how to live and survive and make money in this material world, one should be very serious about how to get out of this material world and how to go to Krishna. In bhakti, in sharanagati, which is the process to go to the spiritual world, the first two principles are anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjana. One should resolve to do whatever is required so that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. And one should also resolve to give up everything which blocks our advancement in Krishna consciousness. That should be our resolve, instead of being attached to this material world. If we think, well, I'll do a little bhakti, but I don't want to be too extreme. After all, there are some good things in this world. If we think like that, or if we're not prepared to fully give ourselves to Krishna, if we think that, or as long as we think that there's something worth being attached to in this world, then Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam Taya Parita Chetasam Vyavasayatmaka Buddhihi Samadhavana Vidhiyate. As long as we remain attached to the prospect of enjoyment in this material world, then we don't get the resolute determination which is required to become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, we should be captivated by this information. This is not some bluff. This is not something which someone made up. It is a fact that this material world is miserable. It's not some belief or some theory or some religious dogma. It is actually a fact that this world is full of suffering. And it's also a fact that there is a solution to that suffering. It is a fact that there is a spiritual world beyond this material world. It is a fact that we don't have to suffer here. We are meant to enjoy eternally with Krishna, to be happy eternally with Krishna in the spiritual world. And there is a process to go there, which is the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So everyone should take to this very seriously. Take advantage of this opportunity. This human form of life is very rare. Only after many, many births do we get human life. Now we have the opportunity. We should take it up very seriously. All of you who are present here are very fortunate and spiritually advanced compared to most of the rest of the population of Secunderabad. Inasmuch as you have come here with an interest to hear about these topics, all the rest of the people of Secunderabad didn't come. So you are more fortunate and more spiritually advanced. So you're coming very close to Krishna by your desire to hear about Krishna and the spiritual world, the topics of Bhagavad Gita. So please consider that you have the opportunity to develop this consciousness of Krishna. You have the possibility to take the association and the guidance by which you can understand more and more about how this material world is completely miserable and how the spiritual world is completely blissful. And we have the opportunity to develop the blissful consciousness of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, by this simple process of bhakti yoga. So I request all of you, you have all come to the platform of wanting to hear about Krishna. But don't maintain unnecessary material attachments. I know that some people who take to Krishna consciousness, they take up chanting on the mala, and they take up following the Krishna conscious lifestyle to a large extent. If they were eating meat, they stop that, and they may stop tea and coffee, but then they remain attached to some ridiculous thing, like watching television, or being inordinately concerned about the the success of their so-called children. They want their children to become doctors and engineers or whatever. But we should understand that nothing in this world is of any value. The only value of this world is the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness within it so that we can get out of it. That doesn't mean that one shouldn't be concerned about one's family members. As long as one is in this world, we have certain roles to perform, but really our attention should be how not to come back to this material world, to become fully absorbed in the blissful loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, how we can serve them in the spiritual world. So always remember, this world, we don't belong here. We have no real relationship with this world. Our real relationship is with Krishna in the spiritual world. Therefore, we should go on hearing Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, to bring our consciousness to the spiritual world. If we go on hearing about the material world, then we become absorbed in topics of the material world. If we go on hearing about Krishna and the spiritual world, then our desire to go there will increase. So we should know that we are meant for eternal life, eternal bliss, complete cognizance. We are meant to live in the spiritual world. Let us go there by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, brought to us by Srila Prabhupada. We can go to the spiritual world by following the process of Krishna consciousness, centered on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Let us resolve to do that. Let us seek out the guidance by which we can understand what we have to do, how we can become detached from everything material and become completely attached to the service of Krishna. Let us seek out that guidance and make our life's goal to serve Krishna, to go to the spiritual world, and never to come back again to this material world, which is simply full of misery. Hare Krishna. Is there any question, please? Yeah, okay, ask away. Do we have any other mic? All right, please say it a little loudly so I can hear it. How important is it to follow Varnashram Dharma to go back to the spiritual world? Varnashram Dharma is not intrinsically necessary to prepare us to go back to the spiritual world. Intrinsically necessary is to practice Krishna consciousness. But Varnashram Dharma helps to provide the kind of lifestyle that makes it easier for us to practice Krishna consciousness. Varnashram Dharma in and of itself is not conducive or is not going to take us to the spiritual world, but it helps us to practice bhakti, which does take us to the spiritual world. And some other question? Others were wanting to ask? Yes, please. How do we know if we are progressing or going the other way? Progressing in Krishna consciousness, presumably. Progressing in Krishna consciousness means, that's not a difficult thing to understand. That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakti parishanubhavo viraktir anyatchak chusha eka kala prapatyamanasya yathasnata syus tushti pushti kshuddha payo nukhasa. Bhakti means experience of the Supreme Lord, personal experience, and detachment from everything else. So if we are experiencing Krishna consciousness, then we are not attached to other things. It's just like the example is given, if we are eating a meal, then with every morsel we take, then we feel satisfaction, nourishment, and abatement of hunger. So similarly, if we're advancing Krishna consciousness, we feel happy in Krishna consciousness, we feel strong in Krishna consciousness, and we don't feel material desires. That is the test. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, it is directly, personally experienced. There was some question, someone else? Yes, please. Yeah. Please speak more loudly. Can you chant in the mind? You can do, but it's generally not recommended. Our prescribed rounds should be chanted verbally, articulated. Please speak more loudly. Even after knowing everything about the spiritual world, about the material world, why are we attached to it? Are you talking about yourself? So, why? You tell me. You've heard about the misery of the material world, but still you're attracted to it. Why? It's called foolishness. Is it not foolish to be attracted to something that can only do you harm? It's greatly foolish, isn't it? So we should associate with devotees who will engage us in Krishna consciousness and help us to overcome that foolishness. We should hear regularly, hear again and again and again. We are to be attached to that which causes us harm is not just foolishness, it's practically insanity. We are insane, we need to be treated. The treatment is the cause of bhakti yoga. We should hear regularly about this, how this material world is miserable. Become convinced of that. Yes, please. How will we get the mercy of Krishna and? How to recognize the mercy of Krishna. Please don't take photos now. You can take... Recognize the mercy of Krishna, that's the same as how will we know we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. The mercy of Krishna is that we'll advance in Krishna consciousness. That's the real mercy. Is it not? What do you think? You're not sure. Well, first of all, you have to know what the mercy of Krishna is. Then you won't recognize. How do you recognize pompadrums? You don't know. How do you recognize pompadrums? You know what a pompadrum is? Well, how could you even think of recognizing it? So if you don't know what the mercy of Krishna is, then how can you recognize it? First of all, you have to know what it is. If you think that the mercy of Krishna is getting a lot of money and having an opportunity to try to enjoy this material world, then you don't know what the mercy of Krishna is. So the mercy of Krishna is that one advances in Krishna consciousness. First of all, you have to know what it is, otherwise there's no question of recognizing it. Even if you see it, you wouldn't recognize it. So you have to be trained to know what it is. That is Krishna's mercy, that we can advance in Krishna consciousness. How do we get it? That we get through the mercy of his devotees. Anything else there? I didn't say in this lecture, first perfect your life and preach to others. Oh, it says Mahaprabhu, I see. So what is the perfection? Perfection is being Krishna conscious. Everything else is imperfection. Yeah. Wait a minute. So what's the question?
So, and it's kind of discouraging, so which one to actually focus on? And it probably go back to us like
What's the connection? But you made two points.
Krishna says, you know, Krishna says,
Well, he says, Savadhamam Parityaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. If you want, you can take millions of births. If you want, you can do it right now. Up to you. He doesn't say you have to take millions of births. He doesn't say, Savadhamam Parityaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. And then, after millions of births, I'll give you liberation. He doesn't say that. He does say that there are those who take millions of births to come to that level, but he doesn't say you have to. You don't have to wait. You can do it right now.
Like one person regularly chants around 16, 18 rounds, but suddenly when it goes down, so what we can think that Krishna's mercy is away from him?
Someone is chanting 16 or more rounds and suddenly goes down. Did he lose Krishna's mercy? Yes, he lost Krishna's mercy. He threw it away. He rejected it.
Again by chanting we get back.
Well, you can't force Krishna to give you his mercy. Krishna, when I feel like it, I'll chant Hare Krishna. And when I don't feel like it, then just don't bother me. Now I'm going to be materialistic for some time and later on you can give me your mercy. We can't dictate to Krishna. Mercy means it comes down out of his, that's his mercy. Mercy is one thing, we have to make our own effort. Not that we'll just lie down and do nothing and think, well, Krishna should give me his mercy. We have to show that we're eager for that mercy. Everything happens, does everything happen because of God's will or is it our karma?
Or else it is with the
karma. Sorry?
Or else it is happening because of our karma.
Is it happening because of a punarjanma, prarabdha karma?
Is it any solution to get rid of these sins which we have done in our past
life? Is there any solution to get rid of the sins which we have done in our past life?
Yes.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, sarvadhaman parityajama mekam sharanam raja aham tva sarva papebhyo moksha yishami masucha. Krishna says, if you surrender to me, I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. So yes, that's the solution. We land up in different situations due to our previous activities. We were all born in a certain place, in a certain time, with a certain kind of body and mentality, according to our previous actions. So, to a large extent, our situation is dictated by our previous actions. But we also have some independence to choose what to do in the situation that we're in. If everything was totally predestined, then there wouldn't be any karmic reaction. It would just be some kind. Then we would just be figures in a cosmic cartoon show, if we had no choice in what we were doing. But we do have choice. Whatever situation we are in, we can choose to act piously or act impiously, to perform bhakti to Krishna or not to perform bhakti. Well, actually, we may not get the we'll get more opportunity if we have the association of those who guide us in that. Yeah, there's another question over here. In what cases? Why are you so eager? Can one chant in the mind? Why are you so eager to chant in the mind? Doctors prescribe complete bed rest. For 3 days. You were told to bed rest for 3 days? You were? Well, it's over now, isn't it? Anyway, it's over now, so why are you worried about it? Now you're up, you can chant Hare Krishna. Some things the doctors may say that we shouldn't follow. The doctors may say, you have to eat lots of meat. Should we follow it? Doctors say, don't chant Hare Krishna. Should we follow it? There might be some situation if you lose your voice. But don't be very eager to stop chanting the Hare Krishna mantra audibly. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.